code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, heading to the Matrix on October the 21st, 2011. Newcomers, I always suggest you look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and help yourself to the audios there, free download, there's plenty to choose from, where hopefully they'll eventually get an education into the other side of what really runs society and you, gives you your thoughts, gives you your trends, gives you all the, even your hobbies in fact, your education, your reality via the media and so on. And literally to show you that you're living in a planned society, a planned society, of course, with those who govern always ensuring that those who are governed think and pass their time and their lives in the proper way, the way they've been designed to pass their lives. Very obedient. They can grumble about different things, but as long as they are good citizens, pay taxes and obey the authorities, that's all the government really wants out of you. But although they want your mind as well, they want to have better access to your mind, and you do that yourselves by giving all your information out on Facebook and internet and stuff like that. No one seems to mind too much. So I show you the big foundations, organizations that worked together to bring a parallel government in a long time ago. They didn't really believe in this idea of democracy, although they use the term all the time themselves, but they believe that it's only a special, well-educated elite, an elite with good, powerful families, families who have held on to power for generations, in other words, good breeding, have the right to decide how the rest of us should live. Remember, all the sites you'll see listed on the com site have the same audios. They have transcripts in English for print-up, and go into Alan Watts Sentinel.e if you want transcripts in other languages. Remember, too, you bring me to you. I don't bring on advertisers as guests, and you have to keep me going if you want to. And you can do so by buying the books and discs I have at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. So you can find out how to do it all on the site there. And remember, from the U.S. to Canada, you can still use a personal check or international postal money order from the post office, or you can use PayPal, or some people are saying cash. It's up to you. And across the world, same thing. You've got PayPal to order and donate, and you also have Western Union, MoneyGram. And remember, straight donations are always welcome because the dollar is worth sweet darn doll right now, as we all know, due to inflation. And it's to get a lot worse, apparently, because they say there's no hope for the future. It's a wonderful thing to tell the public. There's no hope for the future, but for the first time they're being honest with us, because it's time to be honest about this one thing. Mind you, they're dishonest about everything else, including their future intentions, and that's what we go into on this particular broadcast, is to really go into the agenda, past, present, and future, and you've got to understand the past of these organizations that work together under one umbrella, and to find out where it's taking you and their big plans for their future utopia, a depopulated planet, of course, and a very obedient DNA-created, specially created lab-type, brave new world society that will obey them very well and be terribly happy in whatever position they're put into, whether they're digging gardens or anything else, they'll be very, very happy. That literally is a scientific dictatorship that some of the big boys have talked about in the past was their ideal way to go. They said that nature was too haphazard. You could never tell what kind of personality was going to break out when a couple mated. And therefore, they wanted a planned society where they could predict exactly what kind of child this was going to be before they were born. So that's the world that we're coming up into, of course. And that's why academia is completely on board with this whole agenda. They were taking on board a long time ago, and the professors play an awfully big part alongside those who run the world. Back with more after this break.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Freeze Dry Guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, folks, we're back, cutting through the matrix. And I mentioned last night that you get kind of fed up as you watch this great slaughtering machine called the New World Order and the New American Century Program, which is now that used to be called the Neocons Program, and now, of course, it's the Neo-Dems Program. It's a continuation of the same organization, with the same people actually involved in it. I was surprised to see many of the first crew are in the second crew, but it just doesn't surprise me that it's changed the front man, that's all, and that's Obama. But the same agenda is going forward, with the same list of countries to take out, of course. And I've mentioned before about the time of perpetual war or constant conflict, as it's called by the military. That's what we're in, of course. We've been in for quite some time, quite a long time now, in fact. The constant conflict, where it's just one war after another. And even HG, even we find that we find Orwell and others, writers in the past, in their fictionalized visions of the future, are awfully accurate, of course, especially when they were involved in some of the planning committees for propaganda for Britain and other countries, which Orwell certainly was. And he knew the agenda, and he talked about, in his book 84, he says, who we're fighting today, and you'd always know who you're fighting, as though you'd always been fighting the same people. But it's kind of wrong to get to the last people you were fighting when you actually change sites again. So they're always changing gun sites, you see. And they do it so slickly now, no one really yawns or even wakes up about it or raises an eyebrow, because we're so used to the gun sites being changed, first from Afghanistan, then to Iraq, and on it goes through Libya. And they still have Syria to take out on the list, and Iran, of course, as well. So be interesting. They've also got a few of the old French territories to go to get back, Algiers, etc. They wanted to do the same sort of thing in a few other places for the French and give a payoff to them for being part of NATO. But it's interesting. Most folk don't really care. And even the organizations we see protesting things don't generally turn out anymore to protest the wars. That's kind of passe for them. They take their orders from the top. They're told what to protest these days. And right from the beginning, I knew from the very lack of people protesting on the streets, the big anti-war machine, you could always tell that the leaders were all part of those who were doing the killing, of course. They tell them when to get out and protest and when not to, and there's a conspicuous lack of visibility anywhere through all these wars. It tells me all I need to know about them. They're all paid for at the top. And so that's the world that they live in. And it's interesting, too, that they've taken out one of the most advanced, probably the most advanced country in Africa today, where it was interesting, too, is that Libya was a true socialist country. And yet people think, in the student groups, that that they want to bring in a socialist world. Well, and they can't quite figure out this double thing. Why they're taking out a socialist country, a country where every person could get to university for free and get free accommodation. Young married couples could get free accommodation for life as well. The cash that was from the oil was going back into the people, etc., free medical care. So they've taken it out to bring in something that they call democracy. It's awfully quite fascinating to see that people can't get their heads around this, that you don't have what you think of in your terms, your definition of a socialist system taking over here, the world. It's the socialism they're talking about is more along the ways of eugenics. The type that Fabian society is into, where they will tell you if they need you to live or die. If you're going to be a useless eater, you're not going to be around very long. They believe in that kind of stuff. The population that they want is what they'll have, and no more. And they can cut that at any time that they want. That's the ideal society that they want. They also want big government interfering in every aspect of your life, and definitely no picking your own partner for marriage or have a child and so on. So it's a different kind of socialism, you see, that they're really talking about. And, of course, it's a marriage as well of fascism, but all systems really are fascistic by design. They become that way regardless, even if they don't start off that way. It's just the way things are, human nature being what it is. All you need is one generation in power, income, their children, and before you know it, they're almost like royal families, and that's how they truly are. You can see this from Hillary Clinton, for instance, and she's definitely psychopathic as far as I'm concerned. And I call her Killery now because she's the one who's been demanding to go to war with one country after another on behalf of another country, of course, which isn't the United States. But anyway, that's by the by. But she's demanding that they go into all these other countries and just kill, kill, kill. And she's awfully happy about it, too. And Madeleine Albright, too, in NATO, she's been placed strategically in the NATO department. Madeleine Albright's awfully happy, too. She generally is into the starve them first, you know, starve them to death. And once they're weak enough, then Hillary gets the military to go in and finish everything off and destroy all the infrastructure. So that's how they really work it. So anyway, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, it's not a bad idea. They just get married to a guy knowing that they're going to become a president one day because he's been at a Bilderberger meeting and stuff like that. And you get put up there in the top yourself. What did she ever do for the country? Anyway, she shared a laugh with a television news reporter moments after hearing the deposed Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi had been killed. She was in Tripoli earlier this year for talks with leaders of Libya's National Transitional Council, which means America's puppet government. That's what we always put puppet governments in, and NATO does the same thing wherever they go. As his reporter asked if Gaddafi's death had anything to do with a surprise visit to show support for the Libyan people, and she replied, with a joke and a chuckle, it says here. Chuckles, you got a sense of humor when it comes to slaughter, you know. We came, we saw, he died, she joked. You know, we came, we saw, he died. And that's a little pun on Veni, Vidi, Vici, with which Caesar, of course, is supposed to have said, we came, I came, I saw, I conquered. So that's a little pun. That's all she had to say about the slaughter and all the folk that are being killed. raids by NATO bombs and so on. And that's what you've got at the top of the State Department. State Department's awfully important, you see, and that's why, of course, during the McCarthy era, McCarthy was kind of partially right and of what he was talking about. He thought they were all communists, but in fact it was something else. And, of course, it was Professor Carl Quigley that said they're all high-ranking members of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, which are, and their methods and their goals are awfully similar to communism. And that's why they were often mistaken for that. So he was right. But they had to get the State Department first, and they did that way back in his day. So you can understand it's always been controlled by them ever since. But, yeah, we get fed up, as I say, with this constant conflict. And that's from the military magazine. They said that it's going to be constant conflict for the rest of your lives, basically, and constant change. And that's what you're being taught right now, constant change. When you're in flux, you can't hang on to anything to compare it to. There's nothing to compare to when you're constantly in flux. And you don't even get a few years where everything stays the same. Everything's changing. Even buildings don't last very long. When you live in the cities, etc., they're always tearing them down every few years and building new ones. So you can't say if you even have a grandpa, gee, grandpa, do you remember that? You know, oh yeah, I've been down there many times. There's nothing to refer to. It's all changed. And that's part of our system where you get people in flux. That's intentional, by the way. We've discussed even in the late 1800s how to get the minds of whole populations into fluxual states, where they could be easily guided and molded, and they wouldn't have the savvy understanding to rebel about anything, truly rebel about anything, and they wouldn't know where they were going until it was too late. So we're well into scientific technique. The scientific techniques run our whole lives, and all of our indoctrinations from school, augmented by the media, and the media is such an awful, I've given them, congratulate them, and say it's awfully well done prostitution of reality, because they really affect everyone, and people keep forgetting not to believe them. Even when they're blind to you so often and they're caught out, they fall right back into believing them when they come out again with straight faces on something else. The media is an essential arm of government. Essential arm. That's how you're given your updates on your reality. You must believe it's true. You must believe it's true. And that's why they pay characters to be on the media mainstream, big characters, the famous name ones, they keep on there till they're dropping off the chair in their 80s, because you've grown up with them and daddy would never lie to you. So I hope you realize that we're constantly being played with all the time. And I'll put up a video tonight, too, of a news reporter who was in Libya during the bombing and gives a different version of this, what happened there, than, of course, the Western media gave you. Because, really, everyone was fighting against these invaders, and that's how they saw foreigners coming into the country to take over the country, which is true. You know, that was the intention. And to grab the resources, etc., etc. And of course, the Western media, being the prostitutes they are, failed to mention all that. You understand, on mainstream media, you're not going to get any truth coming out with these embedded reporters. And reporters today know where their bread is buttered, and they will not write negative reports. They know they're told by the military what they must write and what's taboo to write about, and they know to avoid the taboo. It's as simple as that. They are truly prostitutes. Truly prostitutes. And that's what gives you your reality. And even here, I'm sitting talking to people who are probably well-educated in this whole agenda that's going on in the world, going for a long time. And yet, they still often will email me something from the mainstream, which is so ludicrous at times. You get surprised, you get caught off guard and fall, the relapse back into believing them. I'll be back with more after. Great.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hi, folks. I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix. Mikhail Gorbachev came out at the opening of a new academic basically facility to do with globalism, etc. And he's calling for perestroika, for a new world order. So Mikhail Gorbachev says uprisings signal the emerging new world order. And he says we're reaping the consequences of a strategy that's not conducive to cooperation and partnership, to living in a new global situation, says Mikhail Gorbachev, former president of the Soviet Union. And he's speaking to a crowd, a large crowd, on October 19th in the Alan P. Kirkby Fieldhouse. And he's talked to thousands as well through streaming, broadcast, internet, etc., coast to coast, including North Mexico. He says people are asking why their leaders want to decide everything at the expense of the people. It's because they're in charge and they're reaping the benefits, isn't it? But he's referring to the series of uprisings around the world, including the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations in the U.S. He says the world needs global goals that will bring people together. He says some people in the United States were pushing the idea of creating a global American empire, and that was a mistake from the start. Other people in America are now giving thought to the future of the country. The big banks, the big corporations are still paying the same big bonuses to their bosses. Was there ever a crisis for them? He says, I believe America needs its own perestroika. And so he's gone on about the same old stuff, too. It won't happen because a lot of stuff he's not talking about, too. Because it's the same families that are running America that ran the last bunch as well, and that's obvious, too. Doesn't matter what party he's in, it's the same groups that are always managing it. Plus, you have the Council on Foreign Relations, and they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, all the top people in all through all bureaucracy, and that out of the picture, they're not going to change any policy. There's only one policy, and that's their policy. It's been that for an awful long time. And he knows this too, of course. He knows that. So he's calling for this New World Order again and again. He's done this many times before, but he's never been precise in exactly what kind of New World Order he wants. Is it going to be the old Marxist stuff? And what's the difference with the Marxist stuff and what you've got today? Marxism has its own division of labor, where they decide, okay, these ones here will end up being laborers, and these ones will be semi-skilled workers, and these ones will be professionals, and the professionals will go have a better status than the ones down here. Even the ones down there are keeping your sewage systems going. I'd call that pretty well important, wouldn't you? They never discuss the obvious things. So because everything really technically is always the same under different guises. It gives the appearance of changing things, but not really, you know. And it often is worse, in fact, because, as I say, socialism has massive government, and they're involved from cradle to grave with agencies. It's an agency for everything. And Britain, again, is a test bed for all of that, especially Scotland now. They're using that big time for that. So does Sweden too, mind you. So they never touch on the obvious, and of course they're not going to either. The US too, the Gang of Six are calling it now, even there's 12 of them, I guess they're joined at the hips and in pairs. The Gang of Six briefs the super committee, but proceedings remain secret. These are the guys in charge now of borrowing the cash from the bankers, etc. The bipartisan Gang of Six today briefed members of the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, but the content of closed-door deliberations, that's your transparency in government, remains secret as the deadline to come up with a proposal for a $1.5 trillion in deficit reduction approaches next month. They want to slash stuff that goes out to the people, I guess. This is members of the Gang of Six, including Senator Ken Conrad, and names them all and so on, were invited to brief the committee on their bipartisan proposal, which recommended $3.7 trillion savings over the next 10 years. The briefing lasted nearly 2.5 hours. And then they go into their usual spiel. As a nation, we need a balanced, comprehensive plan. How often you heard that? You hear that all your life long. Got a balanced, comprehensive plan to get this debt under control. They've been saying that since the Rothschilds took over the Bank of England. And it's absolutely essential we do, Conrad DND reported. We very much appreciated the chance to go into significant detail on the conclusions we came to. And the briefing was over. The six Democrats and six Republicans on the GISD split up to meet separately for an hour to discuss the Gang of Six's recommendations. So there's a 6 and 12 and so on. It's all capitalistic, beautifully, isn't it? Leaving the meeting with the members of the Table of 12, the table now, you see, too, just like the, you know, King Arthur's Knights, were tight-lipped on the detail of today's private meeting, which lasted about 3.5 hours. Anyway, they want to slash, basically, Medicare and different things by quite an amount, actually. And they won't do it to the military, obviously, because you've still a few wars to fight yet. And then America won't have anything else left to fight, I suppose, in the end. They said to turn everything on their own public when they start starving to death and rioting. And that's how I see it coming down the pike, actually. You don't build up internal armies under the guise of terrorism unless you plan to use them big time, all at once, like, you know, all of them, for what they're really there for. That will happen. That will happen. Half of all U.S. workers earned less than $26,363 in 2010. According to the Office of the Study, the combined 9.8% drop in income from the start of the recession to middle of this year is apparently the largest decline in decades. It says here, although the per capita income of all U.S. workers in 2010 was at $39,959, about half of Americans earned less than $26,363 a year. But back with more in this report after messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hi, folks. I'm back, playing through the Matrix. And we're talking about the fall in income across the board, pretty well, for at least half the workers in the U.S. And it says here, Social Security Administration, which released the figures, explained the large difference between the average and median income to wage levels being skewed. The difference represents the growing income gap in the country, in which those few on top get very high compensation packages and the majority get pittance. The figures are not significantly far from the findings of a study made by two former Census Bureau officials, that the median household income in the U.S. was $49,909. Adjusted for inflation, the figures showed a 6.7% decline from June 2009 to June 2011. It's more than double the decline in household income from December 2007 to June 2009, which was by 3.2%. According to the authors of the study, Gordon Green Jr. and John Coder, the combined 9.8% drop in income from the start of the recession to middle of this year is apparently the largest decline in several decades. So, as I say, it's interesting, too, the ones that were telling us this is not going to get better, but I think they already knew that. That's the plan, isn't it? That's the plan. Maybe surprising to a lot of people to find out that those at the top of the U.S. actually hate the U.S. Strange thing, that, isn't it? You do a lot of studying to find that out, and it's up to you. Now, Walmart, too, they helped to put lots of small stores out of business, and that was part of the big monopoly game. And they're now, and then they jack their prices up, as they always do, all these companies. Well, and mind you, Walmart's part of your community, I believe. It always tells you that we're part of your community. Every big business now is a part of your community. Walmart eliminates health care benefits for future part-time employees, it says. It says it's reducing the company's expenses on health care by announcing on Thursday a series series of changes will affect future employees, whose largest retailer justified the changes to rising operating costs. Amongst the highlights of the change is that future part-time employees who clock in less than 24 hours a week on average would no longer be given health insurance coverage. Those who would work from 24 to 33 hours a week could no longer include a spouse on their health plan, but they could still add their children, so they only want married people. Before the recession and financial crisis, Walmart even widened health care coverage for its workers and their families by offering health care insurance to part-time employees working less than 24 hours a week after 1 year on the job. The health plan cost was about $250 a year per family. Just besides future employees, some current workers would also have to pay more under the 2012 health plan offering of Walmart. To be affected are workers who smoke, so they're discriminating too. They would be mandated to pay an extra amount ranging from $10 to $90 each pay period if they want to have health coverage. It's not only health care costs that Walmart's cutting, but also prices on its toys to boost the retailer's income during the Christmas season. Well, don't shop there, folks. You know, screw them. You know, it's screwing you. And so, as I say, things are not meant to look up, obviously. And we're getting trained to accept that as well. I've seen it happen in other countries years ago, where they trained the populace to get used to less and less and less. And they'll do the same. The system, the formula always works. You just have to introduce it in the same manner. Now, across the world, too, and I noticed this years ago, at least in Canada and some of the small local newspapers, they announced when the police were going to change from their old uniforms, where you call them an officer, to these new guys in combat gear, you know, the black outfits tucked in pants into the combat boots and all black shirts, black ties, everything is black. Black is the sign of the executioner too, and it's been awfully effective down through the ages, even from the Middle Ages, under the authority of the king to terrify the public, and that's its purpose. It's ominous, it's nightmarish, that's where your nightmares are in the dark sort of thing. So they use that. And in Canada, they did say in some of the small newspapers that you might notice your officers wearing this gear. They've been told to parade it around in groups of three or four to get the public used to seeing them. And I actually saw it happening in a little potato town in Ontario. And I don't know if they hired the guys for the day because they look like kind of like models, just chatting away, you know, and smiling and all that, which they never do normally. And what surprised me is that everybody, no one looked at them. That's what got me. I thought, you know, the people, unless the people hear it on mainstream or what's that, then there's nothing in their consciousness, but they won't notice it. And they didn't notice. It just became normal, just suddenly, and that was it. The new combat gear. Now, combat gear is meant for war, folks. That's why it's called combat gear, you know. Just to let you know. And, of course, we see it across most countries in the world, and Britain has just decided across the board as well to copy it as well. It's time now to get into the combat mode. And so whatever country you pop into on holidays or whatever, you'll see the same thing, and everything will be the same everywhere you are. Everything will be the same, the cost of everything, the food, the police, all that stuff. So the thin black line, it says, please to get new look, and this is for Britain. It says the uniform, which will replace the plain black trousers, white shirt and tie, or skirts and cravats worn by some female officers, and I should add some other ones too now because they've got the right to do that, is expected to be introduced early next year, and it shows you them there. The new uniforms are already being worn by Northumbria Police, and they show you the pictures, the black shirts, pants, and all the rest of it, etc. And, of course, they have all the combat stuff. They get the boots as well, if they want them. And so it's a new get-used-to-it combat gear across the whole world idea, and that's it, folks. It's just, that's it, you know. Why do you think they do that, see? It's a reason everything is done, you know, especially visually, because everything is symbolic. And as I say, a combat gear in black is highly symbolic of something not very pleasant. Not very pleasant. Now, the CIA's and the NSA's Facebook, you know, all these things are put up by the same boys, of course, and they give you front men to give you a fake story of how it was created to throw you off from the fact that NSA and CIA, etc., data collection agencies, same with Google and all the rest of them. Facebook building shadow profiles of non-members, it's alleged. It says 800 million users aren't enough. Facebook, the world's biggest social network, is now building profiles of non-users who haven't even signed up. an international privacy watchdog charges. The claim is made in a complaint filed August by Ireland's Data Protection Commissioner. It alleges that users are encouraged to hand over the personal data of other people, including names, phone numbers, email addresses, and more, which Facebook is using to create extensive profiles of non-users. Because Facebook categorically denies the allegation, but experts tell Fox News that it could well be true. There can be little doubt that Facebook collects from its current users information about individuals who are not currently users, but collects from its current users information about other Facebook users, says Kelly Kubasta, who heads the Dallas law firm Femchuk Kubasta's social media division. This is Sierra O'Sullivan, a spokesman for Ireland's Office of the Data Protection Commissioner, told Fox News that its audit of Facebook's Ireland privacy policy was part of a statutory investigation that the office anticipates will lead to immediate changes. The Office of Data Protection Commissioner will be commencing a comprehensive audit of Facebook Ireland before the end of the month, O'Sullivan said. So, of course it is. I mean, that's what it's put out there for. That's what it's out there for. No one forced the populations to use them, and most folk want to. They want to use, and they want to have their sock puppet friends, you know, which are really just computer programs, talking to them, emailing them, and collecting data from them. It makes them feel important, you know, and wanted, I suppose, in this lonely old world. So they're conned left, right, and center, but it's purely data collection, and all your habits and traits, etc. And the universities share all this data as well, because they get grants from the Pentagon and the CIA to do profiling, etc. Now, there's so many big organizations. I'm always talking about foundations and the NGO organizations that they fund, including other foundations. Some foundations are really fronts to fund many other foundations, all from the same source. And there's one I'm putting up tonight, too, on, it's called, it's about basically the whole carbon nonsense, etc. It's a front, in a sense. The whole carbon con is a front to begin with, but it's all to do with depopulation and the need to depopulate. It's called the post-carbon, the post-carbon society, basically. And I'll put this link up. And you'll find from this organization, it's obviously well-funded, they're on about fossil fuels, human growth, and so on. And then if you go through their website, you'll find that the real answer to stopping at all is to massively depopulate, you know, and why you must do it. And they get all these experts who belong to them, the same old names that belong to all the other big foundations and organizations, telling you why you must depopulate. That'll conserve water, energy, food, and you won't be breathing CO2 because you won't be alive, you see, and stuff like that. I'll just show you how it's done and what's really behind it all. The whole carbon front, apart from being a massive boom for the guys dealing the carbon credit con game, is also to do with a new system over everyone's lives, again, cradle to grave, on energy consumption, and then all these mathematical equations they use to pretend they can transfer that into how much carbon and global warming that you alone have created by buying that darn thing. That's why you're going to pay taxes on it and so on. So it's to for other reasons. It's for social control over the general public, and depopulation, and eventually, and they've always wanted to ban people from mating for the procreative purposes. They don't want offspring willy-nilly. They want for themselves to decide if you can or should have offspring, etc. That's always been part of the old game. And San Francisco, California finally adopted the nation's most comprehensive so-called cap-and-trade system Thursday, an experiment by the world's, that's carbon taxes, by the eighth largest economy, designed to provide financial incentives for polluters to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. State officials say they hoped other states in Washington, D.C. would follow suit, calling the plan a capstone. Well, they would, wouldn't they? Being the leader of all cancers at start. Also, you know, they say that, and they should say that in Britain. The elderly people said that when I was wee. That all cancers started in California. They meant social cancers, all the trends that were put out, for, you know, and everyone else copied them. And actually, they're kind of true. There's something to that. Interesting history, California, even the name, and even who I came in. But it says, for half a century, the American president has been calling for America to move away from our dependence on foreign oil and become energy independent. Mary Nichols, chairman of the California Air Resources Board. The reason we've not succeeded in addressing our addiction to petroleum is because we didn't have the right set of policy tools. She says, scam and trade provides reward for doing the right thing, so it's punishment and reward for the general population. But the big boys who do the polluting will be trading the carbon credits themselves and making a lot of profit off it. In the global trading market. Not a bad idea, eh? Not bad at all. And if you afford to buy a forest, you see, and it just sits there, the world will pay you, all their taxpayers will pay you for it sitting there. Great scam, isn't it? Now, I'm just going to check the callers again and see if who's on the line. Now, there's Stephen from Oregon. Is Stephen still on the line there?
Yes, sir, and thanks for taking my call. My son just called, but I was on hold, and his car broke down. I did some troubleshooting with him. It's all fixed. American family. You know what? You know what? I think that's where we're at now in these days. You better be able to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why I try to teach my children and stuff. Hey, one of the things, first I want to make, I'm going to be brief, I promise. And I really like you, Alan. But brief is there was a caller last week that came on to me. I know this is immature for your very mature radio show, but he is like saying something about he's going to do a Jewish thing and that we're all creatures, you know. But he did get me interested to research it, and then I started researching, and it's very clear in the Book of Genesis that we were made dominion over the animals. We were made dominion, and what was neat though is that when I started reading it, it talked about herbs too. And I thought that excited me, because I'll tell you what, because these herbs that is explained in that, I'm not going to get all religious on you. We just throw out stuff, you know, Alan, you know, but the herbs, because I think the herbs that were given to us keep us healthy, not the pharmaceutical. And I thought that was really neat when I was reading it. So the guy that I think he should quit going to organized religion, but at the same time, he made me go research. I learned some new things. So even we win no matter what.
Well, the thing is too, you're forgetting too, if you go by the same book, basically, later on the sons of God came down and meet with women, but they taught these women, again, mathematics and also the pharmacopoeia, which is the chemistry. So they got off of their herbs and started making artificial stuff and selling to you through drugstores.
Well, they took over the education and the homeopathy in 1900.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what I learned. They took it all over about 1901. But I had a question for you, then, so I can let you go because I know the hour is getting late. I had a question for you. I mean, I agree with everything. All your research matches mine. Every single word you say, except for you're better at it than I am. And I just wonder what now. I mean, I know there's the likes of like Alex Jones that can make their plans be longer. I think they read something. They wanted to have this all done in 2000, and now it's 2011. And I know there's these people that can do that. But what is your thought process on? Is there any way to stop this?
I tell you, to stop it, people would have to treat it like a drug, all information, like a drug, a bad drug. And you'd have to isolate yourself and not go in and be tempted by any media at all. And then you have to go into yourself for the first time in your life, probably, and start thinking about things for yourselves. Don't even engage in conversation with people about it.
Oh, hallelujah, that was perfect.
Yeah, because only you can decide. And that's the problem. Everyone joins a group that are ready made for us to join, and you're back into left-wing, right-wing, and all this stuff, and socialism, or this or that, or variations of it. But it's up to yourself to decide what life should be about. We don't even get that chance, you know. You're born into a system. And the word system is awfully interesting. Go in and check it up, what it means. And then you find that we're into a system with multiple systems within it, but all highly organized from a capstone, basically. So even your thoughts, and even when you come up against a brick wall and say, well, this doesn't work out for me, I'll look at something else, the system will show you what to look at, and it guides you into the next way of thinking. So you just go round in circles through, or you're through a maze. It's only you that can decide what life is about. What is the purpose of life, and so on. And you've also got these experts at universities that will tell you, well, life is to serve the collective, or life is to serve this, and they've always got an answer for you. But really, who says that you're supposed to serve the collective? Well, what collective? No. What collective?
Yeah.
For instance, if you go through life, and the ancients said this in Greece, that you were lucky if you could influence five people and have five real friends in your entire life. You were very lucky. And that hasn't changed, you know. If you really have five true friends. But hold on, and we'll touch on that when I come back from this break.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. We're back. Adding to the matrix. And just to finish off what we're saying to the friendship, for instance, because today we're talk about thousands of friends if you just join up this Facebook group, this or that, whatever. And you don't have thousands of friends at all. Yeah, in fact, you don't even know if these are real people. And I've gone through the articles before where they talked about sock puppets and the government's put out thousands of these things, fake people, and you think you're conversing with them. And but in reality, the ancients said the same thing in Greece too. You're lucky to get five friends through your whole life. And if you could influence five people for what you thought was the good of all of you, you were awfully, awfully lucky. And you see things today, it's all groupthink. You're encouraged to join groups. And if you look at the Wall Street protests, the media would tend to wasn't. A lot of those in the groups, same with the G20 meetings, a lot of them in the groups were there to demand that government actually taxes people more to save the planet and go green, etc. And the same with the bank things as well. That more the cash from the banks should go and go green and all that stuff. So there are all these different things that they want to get pushed through, as opposed to the ones who are there genuinely to show their disgust at the awful raping of countries by bankers. And that was the main issue. That was supposed to have started it all off. Not to end up with one group taking it over, well-funded at the top, with all the usual names, by the way. The authorized left-wing, you know, the ones who are awfully authorized, they all know their names, and saying they want global governance under, or government under the United Nations. That's what it wasn't about at all. So same with your friends as well, all these fake friends that you have. They're not friends whatsoever. One time you used to call them acquaintances, people you bumped into or you had to meet at one time, like neighbors. They weren't necessarily your friends. You have polite conversations now, as far as it would go. Or occasionally share some interests you have in common, but nothing else. Because if you brought everything else into, you'd have many conflicts. So you've got to distinguish what a friend actually is. And a friend is someone that will stick to you through thick and thin. But that's what friendship generally means, you see, true friendship. And the only time you'll see it now is at the top when they lie their teeth off to you and one comes out and says weapons of mass destruction and the next one comes out after from the same room, of course, after the meeting and says the same thing, weapons of mass destruction. They'll stick together to the death, but nobody else will. Nobody else will, you see. And that's what little friends are for. And very few people actually have many friends, these days, especially these days, because we're a cold society. Where society lives in fiction most of the time. People watch non-stop television. They've been programmed all the time through fiction. And they can't think for themselves anymore. Even emotions they get come through fiction. They don't experience them in their daily lives. So they have to get it through fictional portrayals or tears or joy or whatever it happens to be. That's a sad statement. That's how far down the road they've been conned, controlled, and altered, mind altered. Never mind biologically altered. We definitely have been biologically altered too. Look at the shapes of the people. For instance, in old black and white 40s movies, compare them to the ones today. Women at one time had waists. They all had waists. Look at them now. And they had hips. Well, that doesn't happen suddenly without biochemical and intervention. It's all been done. Even with the guys, they have no shoulders anymore. Their voices are higher. Don't stare out. A war has been on you your whole lives and you never even knew it. Never knew it. And it's ongoing. Perpetual war, constant conflict, covers every base. From Hamish myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you. Remember, buy the books and donate. I need to keep this thing going. See you on Monday.
The next round of